Hi, my name is Will George. I am the Director of Community Services with the Town of Smithers.
We're speaking today about the Town of Smithers Parks and Recreation Master Plan. Can you tell me about your role in this project?
So I'm the project lead with the Parks and Recreation Master Plan here at the Town of Smithers. It's an exciting project that will help set the direction over the next 10 years for parks and recreation. There has been some transition just within our staff team with some different individuals, but this is something that we're quite excited about. And we have the full support of our council, as well as many community members behind this project.
So in the assessment of our current programs and facilities in Smithers, what gaps exist now?
So that's really what this Parks and Recreation Master Plan is to determine. We don't want to say as the town, you know, here is everything that we believe are the services that are needed or are the gaps that we identify, but this is a community document. So right now we're in the middle of the engagement process, and our consultants, RC Strategies, have been having individual one-on-one meetings with different user groups, as well as many residents have probably received the mailouts in their mailbox to identify them, to let them know of the Parks and Recreation Master Plan. So we're really in the engagement process to help us determine what those gaps are.
Are you reaching out to recreation, sports, and arts cultural groups as well? And if so, can you, I guess, give some highlights maybe of what those conversations are pertaining to?
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes when folks think of parks and recreation, you might think, as you mentioned, you know, just of, you know, our local baseball team or a basketball team or whatnot. But what we're looking for is this plan to incorporate all of the different elements of recreation. You know, we see recreation and culture being intertwined into our different amenities that we provide here, our different facilities. So part of the engagement, as well as those participating on the task force, are those in the arts community, as well as, you know, our different sports organizations that we have here in town. So they're definitely being engaged. And we hope to hear those voices as well as we create this plan for the community. We have lots of passionate organizations and passionate individuals, and we hope that they share their ideas and suggestions of what recreation looks like for the town of Smithers for the next 10 years to come.
How much longer are community groups able to come and speak with yourself and also any of the project managers to share their insight from their perspective of what should be included on the master plan?
Yeah, so we've been doing engagements both on a larger level, reaching out to the community as a whole, as well as having those individual one-on-one meetings with community members, with different organizations, recreation user groups over the last few months there. And on the Town of Smithers website, right up at the front page, the homepage there, we have a link to all of the information. And we do have an open survey right now that closes this Friday. So our call today is very beneficial. And yeah, we're encouraging folks to come forward and complete that survey. After that, we'll be compiling all the data and bringing that forward as part of the draft plan. I would say that if folks have any particular questions or any feedback that they'd like to provide, we encourage that all throughout the process here. This particular survey will close this Friday, October 13th.
And how was the task force selected for this project?
Yeah, that's a good question there. So the task force was selected through recommendations to council, and our consultant team, RC Strategies, has pulled best case practices from municipalities, such as forming that task force. So that was a recommendation in a staff report that went forward. And that task force consists of 15 members, individuals representing different community interests and experiences. So we have a council representative on the task force. We have individuals from the Wet'suwet'en First Nations. We have individuals from Northern Health, the school district, Tourism Smithers, Chamber of Commerce, and then community members at large. So there's about 15 members there representing a wide variety of organizations and the community at whole here.
Just knowing how kind of contentious it was earlier this year discussing plans for parks, and especially in regards to bylaw 1951, which is the parks overnight sheltering bylaw, is housing options for the homeless or what to do with these parks or how to update that bylaw? Is that something that's being discussed in this plan as well?
Yeah, so what I would comment is we're looking at a holistic approach for how our parks and recreation facilities are being used in the community. You know, there's a wide variety of recreation facilities, some owned by the town, some owned by other organizations, and making sure that when we're developing this plan, we're aware of what exists in our community. You know, part of the project is to create an inventory and assessment of current amenities. So, you know, it would feed into, you know, part of this bylaw looking at, you know, the use of the parks that you mentioned. But I would mention that this works in connection, it's intertwined with our other plans. So we do have the housing plan, you know, the childcare plan, our official community plan, council strategic priorities that were just released here. So while this isn't a separate master plan, just looking at housing in our parks and, you know, working with the bylaw in 1951, this will connect with our other plans that we're currently developing and ones that we have recently completed to make sure that all of our plans are not siloed, they're interconnected with one another.
Okay. Was there anything that I didn't ask that you think is important for people to know about this part of the process?
Yeah, I think the main thing is that, you know, this project, it's been a long time coming. We're excited for the steps that we have taken to date here. There's been lots of engagement with different organizations, different individuals, and the final project will be brought forward to council and the community and completed early 2024. So we still do have some time for community engagement. The survey, as I mentioned, is open until this Friday, October 13th. And we encourage individuals that are interested in hearing more about this or engaging with the town to reach out to us. We have information on our website and they can reach out directly to us if they have any concerns or any questions or would like to be involved in the process.
Okay, thanks so much for speaking with me today, Will.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.